Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Brooke Ellison, magna cum laude.
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Get up, stand up.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Now, clearly, I am not Barbara Arnwine. This is Attorney Daryl Jones, the co-host of Igniting Change Radio, and we're so excited to be here with you this Tuesday morning. You know, it's Tuesday afternoon. If you're on the West Coast, good morning. If you're on the East Coast, good afternoon. And if you're in the Midwest, good late morning to you. Welcome to Igniting Change. You know, Barbara and I are in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. We're presenting at a conference for the National Bar Association. Barbara actually is on the panel right now presenting. I'm getting ready to go join her and present as well. But let me tell you, folks, we wanted to open this show today by first, acknowledging and reaching out and extending our heartfelt prayers to those individuals that were injured or impacted by the horrible shooting that happened in Butler, Ohio the other day. So our thoughts and prayers are with the families and all those that are impacted. You know, we must push to have an open, inclusive, and diverse democracy, but we must also have a democracy that practices tolerance. And so our hearts, thoughts, and prayers are certainly with the shooting victims in Ohio. Folks, today's show is an exciting show. You know, we're going to be joined by two co-hosts that are going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the July 17th, that's right, tomorrow, July 17th, National John Lewis Day of Action. There are over 80 actions that are prepared and will be in place tomorrow all across the country. They'll go from Seattle, Washington, all the way to Annapolis, Maryland, down to Florida, all the way up through the Midwest. They'll be in St. Louis. They'll be in Kentucky. My goodness, they'll be in Chicago. They'll be all over the country. We encourage you to go to Mobilize US to find out where there is an action near you. You can also go to tjcoalition.org, because why is July 17th the day we use? July 17th is the day that we use because it's the day that John Lewis took his final breath, is when he passed away. But we don't see it as his taking his final breath. We see it as his extending his thoughts, his dreams, his aspirations for a more just and complete society with voting rights for all to all of us. So we light up the candle, we light up the sky, we light up the country, and we push for the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We push for the Native American Voting Rights Act, the Freedom to Vote Act, as well as D.C. statehood. That's what this is all about, and that's what we're going to be pushing for tomorrow and through the year. But tomorrow is the day, because that's the day that we mark the National John Lewis Day of Action, calling for people to get active, to get off the sidewalk, get into the street, get active, and let's be certain we're pushing for an inclusive society. You know, we have with us today, Betty Magnus, are you with us?
I am here, Daryl.
All right. Betty Magnus is just a legend in the Chicago area. She's been with Rainbow Push. Word has it that Betty Magnus tells Rainbow Push what to do, and they listen, and they go ahead and follow through, and it makes Rainbow Push just such a much better and inclusive place in terms of its effectiveness. Along with Betty Magnus, we also have Cameron Barnes. Cameron Barnes is a minister there in the city of Chicago. He also is or was the youth director for the Rainbow Push Coalition. And what we always love to lift up about Cameron Barnes is that he is one of our TJC fellows, and he's been trained by TJC. He's been activated in TJC. And let me tell you, you talk about a person that has the fire of voting rights, the fire of justice, the fire of doing what's right, the fire of being in the community. That's Cameron Barnes. Cameron, welcome to Igniting Change.
Attorney Jones, you know it's always good to be with my other family. Can you hear me well?
Can hear you very well. Can hear you very well. So,
wonderful.
You know, Barbara and I, as I indicated, are in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be turning the show over to be hosted by Betty Magnus and Cameron Barnes. And I just know they're going to do a yeoman's job in bringing up the guests and talking about all the actions that are going on across the country. But, you know, I remind our listeners that you can go to tjcoalition.org to find out where there is an action near you, near your area. And then join in. So, you know, the topic today is Making Good Trouble 2024, Part 2. Part 1 we did yesterday, last Tuesday, and we talked about a lot of activations across the country. So I'm going to hang out with you guys, Cameron and Betty, for a moment, and then I'm going to leave it on you. So, Betty, talk to us.
Okay, first of all, I want to say how excited I am about tomorrow. Oh, my God. Cameron and I have put together a candlelight vigil that will be unmatched across this country. I'm sorry? Can you hear me?
No, you're all right. Go ahead, Miss Betty. I think we just had one of our guests to join us online.
Oh, okay. So I'm just really excited. We have the fraternities and the sororities, and of course the fraternities are in, I would say, a little rivalry about who's going to have the most, but I actually have the international vice president of Phi Beta Sigma, because that was John Lewis's frat, you know? So Cameron, of course, is a cube, so he's trying to do the best he can, and we appreciate that. But we are doing it on the lakefront, and Cameron, you want to go ahead and tell a little about what we're doing tomorrow before we start with the guests?
Absolutely. Again, I'm very grateful to Phi Beta Sigma, although I am a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, the greatest fraternity ever ascended under.
Oh, here we go.
But I do want to be very intentional about Phi Beta Sigma because, again, as it was mentioned, that is the brotherhood that our congressman, the conscience of the Congress, was a part of. And so I want to also give a shout out to Phi Beta Sigma because we put the clarion call out and they answered in full force. So thank God for them. Tomorrow is going to be the only time that I'm not in rivalry with Phi Beta Sigma. But we're going to have a great time on the east part of Buckingham Fountain on DuSable Lakeshore Drive. We're going to commence there about 6:30. We want people to be able to join us at 6:30. Miss Betty has confirmed several speakers from the local office, elected office, to the federal elected office. We do have some congressmen. I'm not going to say their names. I want you to be there to see them. But they're going to be speaking on behalf of this event. we're going to be able to really sound the alarm, Ms. Betty, about democracy, about what's going on in this election season. You know that TJC and both Rainbow Push are both nonpartisan. So we're not going to tell you who to vote for, but we're going to tell you that it's absolutely imperative that you must vote. This is an election like we've never seen before. And so we're going to be here. We're going to talk about these threats to the democracy. We're going to talk about what we can do to push forward the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We're going to talk about the Freedom to Vote Act. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Midwest and all over. But we're not the only ones, as has been mentioned, over 80 different events going on across the country. So we're very excited, Ms. Betty. Aren't we here in Chicago?
Absolutely, we're excited. And I'm also excited to hear from our guest today. So we're going to do a quick check-in and see who's with us. Reverend Dr. Cassie Clardy Patterson, are you there?
Absolutely, and on fire.
Tell us about
that.
What you're doing in your city. What city? And tell us about what you're doing there in Scottsdale, Arizona, and tell us who you are.
Okay, and Reverend Kathy, if you could hold on for just 1 second. I know our listeners really want to hear that, but Betty and Cameron, I understand that there's a caller that has called in. I was going to take the caller before I leave you guys, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Mr. Stanley, you want to have our caller in? Okay, caller, what is your question? Caller, are you there? Okay. All right. There's a second caller. How about the second caller, Mr. Stanley? Are they there? No? All right. Reverend Kathy, back to you.
Tell us. All
right. Right. Dr. Patterson, go ahead.
All right. Well, I am here in the Valley of the Sun, and even though it's 116 degrees, we're going to we're going to let that heat invade this event. We are very excited, and although the event is being held in Scottsdale, we have people from all over the metropolitan area. And as many of you know, we're now the fifth largest city in the United States, and so we are we draw from all demographic backgrounds, and we have people coming from all areas of the valley. We are partnering with a lot of local groups, and we have a fantastic evening planned, including a number of things. We're doing a video tribute to, because obviously we have to conduct ours indoors. So we're beginning with a video tribute to Representative Lewis. One of our speakers this evening is going to be his first cousin, Ida Shakir. She was also born in Troy, Alabama, and all of the first cousins used to be babysat together as the parents rotated that responsibility. So John was like her brother. And she was also very active in the civil rights movement. And she's going to talk about her cousin slash brother and tie their involvement and how it speaks to the moment we face today. As Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again, because we are facing many of the same obstacles in terms of obstruction to our right to vote that are being reintroduced, and some have never been removed. Then we are also, we have a great panel on hand. We have Dr. Michelle Wirtz, who we're going to do a breakdown of each of the pieces of legislation which are at focus. We're going to have questions and answers. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court and the recent decisions that are impeding voting. So we have a great substantive program. We're going to have music from going back to the protest movement of yesterday and today, and plenty of chance to engage the audience. So we're really excited about this.